What's it like to be from a place that no longer exists? Well, you can ask the Gotchers. They come from the small European city of Gotche, but that city is gone now, and its people are scattered. A small pocket of Gotchers lives in New York, and that's where reporter Daniel Gross found them.
Bobby Thomason is a third-generation Gotcher. She was even Miss Gotche 2005. But as a kid, she didn't know what Gotche was.
There was a whole slew of names that were used to explain where my grandparents came from. Gotche was absolutely used, but so was the Habsburg Empire and Austria-Hungary. And so it was really quite confusing to me.
The city of Gotche started as a colony of Austrians in the 1300s in what's now Slovenia. It was a German-speaking linguistic island surrounded by a sea of Slavic speakers. Because it was mostly independent, unique Gotcher recipes and sayings developed. Before Bobby understood any of this, she just knew a few Gotcher traditions, like the Gotcher version of apple strudel.
I would make this with my grandmother, and it requires her pulling out the whole dining room table to roll the dough, because it has to be thin, and the saying is that you should be able to read a newspaper through it. So my grandfather would follow me around saying, "I can't read a newspaper through it."
When Bobby was a teenager, she visited what had been her grandmother's hometown, a village near what used to be Gotche. There wasn't much there.
In the house that she had grown up in, there were, you know, trees coming through the floorboards, and the town was essentially a dirt road of about six houses, and most of them were abandoned.
Still, that visit fascinated Bobby. She started asking questions and learned that World War II changed everything for the Gotchers. At the time, Gotchers lived an isolated life, but Hitler expected all German speakers to join the Reich. The Gotchers were resettled in German-controlled territory. Some supported Nazi Germany. Others felt they didn't have a choice. Here's how Bobby's grandmother, Helen Meisel, described it to her.
I was 11 years old when we left Gotche. Hitler resettled us. Well, then when Hitler lost the war, the Germans lost the war, we also lost our home. We were homeless. We were refugees.
They couldn't go home because Gotche had been taken over by Yugoslavia, which didn't want them there. One of the largest groups of Gotchers moved to New York. During the war, they had briefly become Germans, yet they ended up becoming Americans. Bobby began interviewing older Gotchers for what later became a book.
Well, I went to school in Austria. They called us Ausländer, foreigners. We came in 1950 to the United States. And then I went to school over here, and they called me Nazi.
I was born in Gotche in 1935. We came by boat, by ship, but we were able to see New York City already, and our big impression was the higher buildings and the many, many cars. It was like another world, which another world opened up, yes.
Today, Gotcher descendants keep up some traditions at an annual folk festival in New York. At this year's event, Bobby marched in a procession of former Miss Gotchers. Some older people still sing Gotcher songs in a local choir. Others, like Albert and Resi Belai, speak the dialect among themselves.
You want a sample or what? Are you asking? Yeah?
Yeah, I suppose, yes.
Müsste hun Bibel Gotcherisch reden.
Ja, bushelisch hun.
Oh, von Pichl, von dein Dorfe.
Wir können auch noch Gotcherisch singen, ne?
No, das können aber ein neues Duett mehr machen. She said we could still sing the Gotcher songs, but they don't sound so nice anymore. Our voices are a little rusty at that age, you know.
I think the Gotchers are absolutely an extreme case of the American dream. What's really unique about the Gotchers is the fact that the homeland that they had doesn't exist anymore. It remains, I think, a very fragile future as far as what is going to exist of the Gotchers in 50 or 100 years, because so many of them really are becoming American.
Bobby knows Gotcher culture may be slipping away. On the other hand, these Gotchers, after centuries of not fitting into their surroundings, may have finally found a home. For The World, I'm Daniel Gross in New York.
This is The World.